Although we think of Massachusetts as a solidly blue state, more than a million Bay State residents voted for Donald Trump last November. This morning, we begin an occasional series of reports that we're calling 1 Million Red Voters in a Blue State. We'll explore who these voters are and why Donald Trump's populist message of change appealed so powerfully to them. Joining us now is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us what part of the state this series is focusing on.
All right. Well, we're focusing on a series of towns in central Massachusetts that voted for Trump by more than 50%. And you can see a map of these towns at WBUR.org, along with a lot of other information. Trump took a little more than a million votes, as you mentioned, in Massachusetts. Hillary Clinton got about 2 million. And Trump's support came mostly from parts of Plymouth County, south of Boston, and from this part of central Massachusetts that we're looking at. And one of the interesting things is that you can actually drive from the New Hampshire border all the way south to the Connecticut line and pass through a solid line of towns which all voted for Trump. So we wanted to spend some time there to find out why Trump's message resonated so deeply in this part of the state.
Were there consistent themes that you heard from residents there?
I think there were. These are mostly rural communities where things like gun rights are very important and where you find a real sense of disconnection from the booming economy and politics of greater Boston. In many ways, Bob, this part of the state resembles the part of the country that made that decisive difference in the last election. Think about parts of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, which helped Trump in a big way. This is part of the Rust Belt, where manufacturing jobs have disappeared and where lots of working class people feel disconnected from the economic and political mainstream. So in a way, you're seeing a deepening of a political division in this state, much like you're seeing across the whole country.
Okay, so the series 1 Million Red Voters in a Blue State begins now. Anthony, where are we going first?
So we're going to start in Winchendon, a small town with a population of about 10,000 people on the New Hampshire border. So let's begin right in the center of town. There are signs of life along Central Street in Winchendon, but also signs of economic decline, empty storefronts in the place still known as Toy Town, even though the toy industry left long ago. Winchendon is like many struggling towns in the American Rust Belt, hoping for better times ahead. And that's why a lot of people here voted for Donald Trump.
This place was booming with business years ago. You drive around town and you'll see all the empty boarded up factories.
This is Jesse Algarin. He's the co-owner and the chef of the Hometown Cafe on Central Street in Winchendon, which he opened 3 years ago.
No cheese on the burger?
Nope.
Thank you.
No tomato either.
Yep.
Along with his burgers, Algarin is proud of his homemade cakes, pastries, and brisket.
We're known for homemade corned beef hash. We do the Reubens with fresh roasted corned beef brisket. Over the door to the kitchen, we have 3,256 pounds of corned beef cooked since 1st of March 2014. That's in pounds.
That's a lot of corned beef. Algarin is a lifelong Republican who voted for Donald Trump for a number of reasons. He believes Trump will support veterans like him. He likes Trump's hard line on immigration because he says it's only fair to enforce the law. And he believes Trump represents a break from the past, a non-politician who might finally help working class guys like him.
Nothing changes. It just seems like the rich get richer and the little guys like myself that open up a hometown business, we employ local people and we just don't get anywhere.
What's the most important thing that needs to happen over the next 4 years for you as a small business guy right here in Winchendon?
There needs to be more businesses. At one time, this town was booming. Everything seems to be moving to another country.
Do you think President Trump will be able to help that?
I truly do believe he will. Everybody that's gone into office is a politician. My theory is we haven't had a president since Reagan, and he wasn't a politician, he wasn't a lawyer. You know, since I've been around, he's about one of the best ones we ever had.
Again and again, you hear a lot about these concerns in these towns. A sense of economic decline, a yearning to go back to the way things were, and a willingness to take a chance on a political outsider. Winchendon is one of more than a dozen central Massachusetts towns that voted twice for Barack Obama and then swung Republican to support Donald Trump.
Did they really go Republican? You know what they went with? They went with a non-political person.
This is Beth Hunt, who just opened Not Just Produced, a store in Winchendon that sells produce, grass-fed meats, and antiques. She says the election divided this town, so she won't say how she voted, because she doesn't want to drive her customers away. But she's not surprised that most people in town voted for Trump.
Everybody was tired of the politics, tired of the hands out. They were tired of the good old guys club. They were tired. People wanted change.
A lot of people agree with that, including Joe Ledoux, the owner of Winchendon Furniture, which has been around since 1939. It's one of the few businesses left in town that recalls the days when abundant water power fueled a woodworking industry that made everything from shingles and clothespins to toys and furniture.
Well, we've been a high-end store for decades, and we sold really furniture that would be expected to be passed down from generation to generation. And now the younger people don't appreciate that, but their values are completely different than their parents' and grandparents' values. They want to buy an inexpensive piece and just replace it when it needs replacing.
If you ask Ledoux how his business is doing these days, he chuckles and says, "I'm glad I'm old." So he expresses a sadness that a way of life is disappearing from towns like Winchendon. Ledoux supported the libertarian Gary Johnson because he says he's sick of the corruption in Washington. And he says it may be difficult for many around Boston to understand why so many of his neighbors voted for Trump, but he does.
Well, I just think they wanted a change. I think 495 is where Massachusetts really ends, and that we're a different part of the state. We're not, you know, the Cambridges, and we don't have the politics that they have in the metropolitan area.
Someone who understands the politics of this area as well as anyone is Ann Gobey. She's the local state senator who represents 28 towns in central Mass that stretch from the New Hampshire line down to the Connecticut border. Gobey is a Democrat, and she knows that 25 of her towns, all but three of them, voted for Trump.
Does that make you feel a little vulnerable?
I suppose there were those that would say it would.
Were you surprised that he did as well among your 28 towns?
Absolutely not. No, I wasn't surprised. I fully expected. In fact, I was surprised he didn't win all 28.
Gobey says that's because Trump was able to connect with voters in this part of the state, much as he did in parts of the industrial Midwest, with a promise to revive its lost economic vibrancy. It's a message that resonates in towns like Winchendon, which has lost its manufacturing base. It also faces a challenge from neighboring tax-free New Hampshire, which draws shoppers away from its downtown. And Winchendon is one of many towns in the middle of the state without a rail link to the east. Gobey says all this makes this part of the state feel overlooked by blue state Democrats. So she says Trump stepped in.
I think the Democratic Party, the state party specifically, has to not forget the people that live in my district, that when you go into a room, that I don't think you can expect that everybody in that room is going to be a college graduate. And they don't need to be. And I think it's extremely important to get back to what the Democratic Party represented, which was the working person.
Gobey says whether or not Trump can deliver on all his promises is another question altogether. But she says his message still speaks to her constituents in ways that Democrats in Washington and Boston do not. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.